Good morning. A wide range of temperatures across interior New York and New England this morning, with some of the higher terrain back into the 20s, while some of the valleys are staying in the lower 40s to start off this Thursday. Everyone is enjoying a good amount of sunshine, though, and will rebound nicely back off our morning lows through the 30s and 40s, and temperatures will wind up in the upper 50s and lower 60s by mid to late afternoon. Clouds will tend to mix in with the sunshine for the second half of the day as a disturbance sweeps through the Great Lakes and into our region. The system is moisture-starved, but we still run the risk of a passing shower before the day is through and into the evening hours. Overnight tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy and temperatures will drop back into the upper 30s to around 40 on average once again. A more potent disturbance will emerge out of the Ohio Valley on Friday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds in the afternoon, and as this system draws closer, rain will be likely late in the day, especially from the southern tier of New York and Catskills, across the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and the southern half of New England by the time we reach sunset. Highs on Friday will be held in the mid-50s with the clouds and eventual showers. This system will combine with a deep trough of low pressure for this time of year as it pivots out of southern Canada through the Great Lakes and over top of us on Friday night. Its associated cool pool of air will transition any rain over to wet snow, especially across the higher terrain overnight Friday night. The exact track of the surface storm will determine who gets what in terms of snowfall, but right now it looks like the Catskills, the Taconics, the Berkshires, the Rensselaer Plateau, and the Litchfield Hills have the opportunity to pick up at least 2 or 3 inches of snow, if not more, by the time the sun comes up on Saturday. The air mass looks like it'll be cold enough for even the valley locations to see a transition to some wet snow, but only minor accumulations on grassy surfaces are expected at this time. If the storm track is a bit farther north, we'll include the Adirondacks and Green Mountains in the snow accumulation as we get closer. Either way, the entire region will be windy and cold on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and leftover snow showers mixing with some rain showers as highs stay in the 40s. By Sunday, we'll dry it out for Mother's Day, although still brisk and chilly in the lower to mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds. Another disturbance moves through on Monday with a few showers, but highs early next week will stay in the 50s. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 19 degrees on a north wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 28, 53% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.74 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Cahuilla Ranger Station in California to a low of 16 at Peter Sinks, Utah, and Stonington, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston partly sunny with the chance of showers in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds and breezy with showers likely and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 59 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 47, that's 8 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 31 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 34 hundredths below normal, and 11.08 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 74 hundredths below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 92, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m., sunset this evening 8:03 p.m., 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower later today, and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the lower to middle 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower later today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower tonight near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower later today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower later today and highs around 60. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower later today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds with rain moving in late in the mid-50s. That rain will change to wet snow Friday night, especially across the higher terrain with accumulations possible by Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon, mostly cloudy, windy and cold with snow and rain showers in the 40s. A mix of sun and clouds breezy on Mother's Day, lower to mid-50s. Chance of a shower Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, and mostly sunny Wednesday. Highs early to midweek next week in the middle and upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.